At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Nebraska's going to rugby-style punting. Andy Jurassic, who works for the Carriker Chronicles website. You can check this article out at carrikerchronicles.com. Wrote a great article. Earlier this week, it was announced that Nebraska would be changing to a rugby-style type of punting. This would be the first time in program history Nebraska will not run the traditional style of punting as its main punting style. So why is Nebraska changing things? After all, we all know the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. While Nebraska's punting hasn't been a problem, the special teams as a whole has been. Remember back to last November when Coach Rule said the special teams would go through, and I quote, complete and total overhaul, end quote. Well, he wasn't lying. Coach Foley got demoted to an administrative role, and Coach Eckler came in with a sledgehammer and a plan. Part of that plan is to find any and all advantages we can find on the field, and that's where switching to rugby-style punting comes in. Rugby-style punting has been in college football for over 2 decades now, becoming more popular each year. The demand for rugby kickers has grown so much that there are dedicated kicking camps in Australia where all they do is train rugby players to become football players. These camps can cost upwards of $10,000. While they are expensive, their track record of landing Aussie kicker scholarships to an American university speaks for itself. In 2023, 61, almost 50% of 133 FBS schools had a punter and or kicker from Australia. If that doesn't get the point across, the fact that 8 of the last 10 winners of the Ray Guy Award have all been from Australia should really make it clear that rugby-style punting kicking is the way to go. But what difference is there versus a traditional punt? When you punt rugby style, the setup is the same as if you were punting normally. The punter lines up roughly 14 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and the block formation is usually pretty similar. From here is where things change. Instead of taking a few steps, dropping the ball and watching the ball fall as you hit your foot make contact with it, a rugby punter does it a lot different. Once the ball is snapped to the rugby punter, they will run at an angle towards the line of scrimmage and kick while on the move, with their heads up and keeping their eyes on the downfield coverage. Ideally, your rugby-style punter is someone who can kick with either foot in the perfect world. Not always the case. This means they can run to the left or the right, obvious advantage, during these punts and make things difficult for the returning team. The benefits don't just stop there. The fact that a punter is now running means the threat of a fake will always be there.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Causing the defense to freeze at least to a degree, especially since their heads are up, the punter, and constantly watching to see if the return team doesn't cover the punter. But if the rugby-style punt is great, why don't they use it in the NFL? The main reason you don't see it, rugby-style punts in the NFL, is simple. The rules are different. In the NFL, only the outside gunners can release before the ball is kicked. Whereas in college football, players can release, all the players can release before the ball is kicked. So in college, the rugby-style punter can hold on to the ball until the last second and then kick it, giving his team enough time to run down the field. A traditional punter will launch a ball in a spiral over a long arch, ideally with about 1 second of hang time per 10 yards as it travels in order to give your team time to run down the field. Again, more benefits continue. A rugby-style punter has multiple ways to punt the ball. They can kick it torpedo style, where the ball is launched into a spiral to send the ball as far as possible, just like a traditional punt. The banana kick is when the ball is angled across the foot, causing it to tumble through the air and curve away from a returner, making it difficult to field. The last form of punt is the drop punt. The drop punt is kicked with the end of the ball facing downwards and kicked end over end. The drop punt usually doesn't travel so far, so it is used more in a pooch punt type situation where you can where you are trying to down your opponent inside the 10-yard line. So regardless of the situation of where you are on the field, there is always a way to punt the ball successfully. The switch to rugby-style punting system makes a bold and strategic move aimed at gaining a competitive edge on special teams. While traditional punting has served the program well in the past, the overall inconsistency on special teams demands innovation, and that is exactly what Rule and Eckler are delivering. Rugby-style punting not only adds unpredictability and versatility to the punting game, but also introduces a new layer of pressure for opposing returning units. Basically, it freezes them because you can run a fake at any point in time. If you can indeed have a kicker that can kick with their right and left foot, again, they're paying 10 grand for these camps that they're going to. You can kick it either direction. You can freeze the defense. You get all other 10 players down the field faster. In the NFL, if you look at the gunners, they're usually double teamed, 2-on-1 on the outside, because the gunners are the only guys who can really release it first. In college football, there's usually not two guys blocking the gunners because all 10 players can get downfield. The move to rugby-style punting obviously just makes a whole lot of sense. Now, we just need a punter who can do it. But as far as rugby-style punting, I'm all in. Got any final thoughts, Jake?
No, I love it. I think the details will matter. It's special teams. That's a good, chasing three, all that, losing games by these close margins, this could be the difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenal Monday. No case of the Mondays allowed. Go, Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bomb.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.